Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
CDGA Golf Show here on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Tyler Aki, Mike Gilligan. We talk golf with you every single Saturday right here on ESPN 1000. If you miss anything, check it out on the ESPN Chicago app or wherever you get your podcasts. We've been going through the Open today, and boy, the boys are shooting low today, Mike. I mean, you look at some of the scores that have been fired out there so far today. John Rahm just carded another birdie. He moves into a tie for second. He's still got another par five to go. He's got the par three 17th and then the par five 18th, which we saw some eagles on these last couple of days. And eagles that have sort of punctuated rounds. I mean, you look at what we saw with Harmon yesterday. That punctuated his round. We saw with Cam Smith. That's the reason he made the cut. So there have been some of these eagle round. Like, if John Rahm goes out and eagles on 18 and moves into a three-stroke deficit heading into Sunday, and Brian Harmon's still with the day to go here, he hasn't even teed off yet, we could be looking at a very dangerous situation for Brian Harmon, seeing his lead shrink down maybe as little as three by the time we're out of here.
No doubt. And, you know, with John Rahm now stepping up to the 17th tee, he's got two holes to play. He will finish just as Harmon is about to tee off. Mm-hmm. So he'll know and he'll feel the heat of Rahm on his neck.
He may be learning who his partner is for Sunday.
That's exactly where I was going with it. He most certainly could be. And, you know, at the end of the day, I kind of think that Brian is going to have to come back to the field a little bit. Maybe not a lot. Maybe he goes two over today and brings it down to minus eight, right? Mm-hmm. And if Rahm can get this thing to, you know, six, maybe even seven under, you know, they could be paired together. And I think as long as you're within six shots, you got a shot tomorrow.
Yeah.
Really?
Because the way the weather has sort of fluctuated throughout, you just go off at the right time. I think we're seeing that today, where John Rahm is 7 under with a chance to get to 9 under even today.
Right.
Like, if we see one of those rounds out of someone tomorrow, and maybe it's, who knows, maybe it's Rory who is sitting 5 back of the leader, but he goes out and fires a magnificent round, like, Rory could win this thing.
That's
he started
right.
off pretty hot today as well.
And Rahm just hit it about 18 feet on 17. So he's putting for another birdie. And who knows? In the next few minutes, he could be just that much closer onto, you know, catching Brian Harmon and ultimately playing with him in the morning.
And Rory McIlroy just carded his third straight birdie to open today. So, or I should say second birdie of the day.
Yeah.
He is 3 under right now. And that's another name that I'm kind of keeping my eye on here and watching him move up the leaderboard. Now, he is tied for sixth. This is a guy who he was outside the top 10 to open the day. He's knocked his way into it right now, and he has a lot of golf left to go here. Now, we have to mention the conditions are going to worsen over the course of the day. So who knows what it looks like by the time Harmon and Rory and Tommy Fleetwood all make the turn here. But John Rahm's going to be going into this thing pretty comfortable at this point.
Oh, I think so. And I think his lunch is going to taste awfully good today when he gets off the golf course. But, you know, Rory is full of optimism. And, you know, it was interesting what he said in the press conference after the round yesterday about how confident that he's not out of it. And with a good round, if he can get it to 4 or 5 under, that he's going to be right in it. And you know what? He's going out according to plan. So, again, if you're Brian Harmon and, you know, Rory made the call yesterday, he's going out and taking certain action. So John Rahm's doing the same thing. It's going to be interesting as all get out to see how Brian Harmon handles all of this, because all it takes is one errant shot to just sort of affect the mojo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, and we've all experienced it when we've played golf with our buddies and friends, how some days this game is so easy, and there's other days it's like trying to, you know, wrestle with a rattlesnake. It just doesn't go well. And no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, the harder you try, it's almost like the worse it gets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not hoping for bad things for Brian Harman. It's just the reality of the situation and how this game can be so cruel at times, but also so kind. And it'll be interesting to see where the golf gods are when Brian Harman steps up to the first tee at 9:30 Central Time.
By the way,
minutes.
This segment brought to you by Tullamore Golf Resort. Experience a Michigan masterpiece. You know, I'm looking at Brian Harman. His third round today may be one of the more interesting rounds we see all year. When you look at the magnitude of the lead that he had heading into the day, the guys that are sort of on his tail, I mean, he really could make or break his open fate here. This could determine whether or not he is lifting a trophy on Sunday. Like, you look at this day for Harman, it is one of the most intriguing golf rounds I can remember from this season.
That's right. He's, well, you know, Saturday is typically moving day, mm-hmm. as we're seeing today. I mean, the likes of Rory and Cantley and Schauffele, mm-hmm.
and Rahm,
they're all moving.
Matthew Fitzpatrick,
and they're all moving. Now the question is, will Brian move in the same vein, or is he going to make movement the other direction? And to your point, this round has more implications than just this tournament. This round could play a huge, huge part in solidifying his position and earning a spot on the Ryder Cup team, mm-hmm. or at least, at the very least, being considered by Coach Zach Johnson. I mean, if you are now up in the air and it gets down to Brian Harman or Justin Thomas,
yeah,
which way are you going?
Oh, boy.
I mean, there it is.
Yep. This was Brian Harman talking after his round yesterday through 36 holes, talking about holding on to that lead right now.
Just not trying to get too caught up in it, and just, you know, it's just golf. You know, I think when I held the 54-hole lead at the U.S. Open, I just probably thought about it too much. Just didn't focus on getting sleep and eating right. And so that'll be my focus this weekend.
And then can you just talk about the eagle on 18? Because that seems like something where, well, he might have a nice lead. Then it's like, oh, now he might have a really, really nice lead.
Yeah, I made two really good pars on 16 and 17. I think that's almost just as important to where I felt kind of freed up on 18. And I made probably my two best swings of the day. And he got up there, I don't know, 12, 15 feet for eagle. So just played a really nice hole.
So that's Brian Harman there talking about his 36-hole lead. And, you know, I think we're going to see very early in the round what's going to happen with Brian Harman. We're going to know whether or not he's going to win this thing, because you look at some of these guys and how they're starting out today. A lot of hole one birdies,
yep.
today.
And I think when he mentally, you know, he has struggled, as he just admitted in that sound clip about not eating right, not sleeping right. You know, it's like, you know, Walter Hagen once said when he was out late at night and they were saying, you got to play a match play. The championship is tomorrow morning. He said, yeah. But he said, your opponent's already home in bed and he's sleeping. And he said, yeah, he may be in bed, but he's not sleeping. And that is, I wonder how well he slept last night going into this thing. And was he able to learn from the U.S. Open? And to your point, we're going to find out in the first few holes. And I think if he doesn't strike and get some red numbers early, that's when you start to press. I think that's when you start to realize, I'm now starting to fall behind these guys. These guys were able to go 2, 3, 4 under through this stretch, and I haven't made up any ground. And in fact, my lead is now shrinking. And how does that all enter into what I call the toughest 6 inches in golf, right between the ears? And that's what he is going to have to fight and get himself into a zone, not only physically, but mentally. And if he can do that early on, he could run away with this thing, and it could be all over at the end of the day. But I doubt it.
By the way, a name that we have not brought up a lot today, and maybe we should be, because, I mean, the magnificence of Jon Rahm has sort of stolen headlines. Obviously, Harman with the 5-stroke lead right now. But Tommy Fleetwood, and I just got our text back from James, because I did ask him, like, Tommy Fleetwood, your thoughts? Because, like, the way that he has played and the hometown support, and he said the support has been absolutely insane behind him right now. And if it's ever going to happen for Tommy Fleetwood in a major, it's going to happen this week. And I think he might be right. Like, we have seen Tommy Fleetwood dance around some backdoor top tens, even some backdoor runner-ups, it feels like at times, or top fives. But Tommy Fleetwood, this may be go time for him right now. I was talking with Carmen DeFalco. We were kind of going through some open picks earlier in the hallway this week. And we were both like, yeah, we like Tommy Fleetwood for a top 10 this week. But we're not going to pick him to win. He never wins these things. But this might be the week.
I think it is, actually. If there was a week, and I agree exactly with what James just said. If there is a week, it's going to be now. If you thought you heard and felt the support that he got yesterday, wait until today and wait until tomorrow. This thing is going to be, you know what it's going to be like? A Beatles concert. He will now become more popular than the four boys from Liverpool if he wins this thing, growing up, you know, in Southport, only 30 miles away from where they're playing the event today. So there is no doubt the contingent of Tommy Fleetwood fans are going to be loud. They're going to be raucous, and it's going to be a party like we haven't seen in quite some time.
And that's the other thing, too, is like, Brian Harman is going to have that going through his cage the entire time, too. Between the ears right now. I mean, he's going to have to hear the Tommy Fleetwood fan club the entire 18 holes that he's out there today as they're paired up. So it's kind of like almost the Tiger effect to a degree, right? Like, everyone's watching your group, but nobody's really watching you. And some people thrive off of that because they feel like, oh, pressure's off me. Everyone's here to see Tiger. Everyone's here to see Tommy Fleetwood in this instance. But also, sometimes all those eyeballs are on you, and it gets to you at times.
Your comparison of what it's going to be like to play, like playing with Tiger, is so spot on. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how Brian handles himself when he makes his first mistake, and he might actually hear some claps and some cheers, a la Ryder Cup-esque like. But yeah, they are going to do everything they can to get Mr. Fleetwood across the finish line as the leader when this thing is all said and done. And I think it's also good for the country over there in golf to see if he can actually pull it off. And if he does, I would be so happy for him because he's so deserved in a win of a major like this. Because I think if he gets that, that really, really helps complete what I call a very formidable career for Tommy Fleetwood. And and he's a fan favorite. He's just really nice guy. So I'm pulling for him big time the rest of the way.
He's always been one of my favorites to watch. I mean, he's got the hair. He's not a big guy. Like, he's just one of those kind of little guys. He hits it straight, and he kind of plays in between the edges really well. So I'm with James. I'm with you. Like, I think that this may be a do-or-die major for Tommy Fleetwood. He's right there knocking on the door. He's got the entire support of a country behind him. He has the home court advantage here. And that, to me, for Tommy Fleetwood, it's today. You got to make a mark today, especially with all these guys going low. Because I feel like Tommy's going to be one of those guys. Like, Brian Harman, I think, could get rattled by the moment. Tommy Fleetwood might not get rattled by the moment because he's got all the fanfare behind him. And he's played with these guys all the time. Like, he's been there with Rahm. He's been there with Rory. He's been there around all these guys. He may be the best suited of all the guys who are knocking on the door of a first major here. He may be the best suited out of all of them to walk away with it.
I would agree. I think he is in a position where he's going to be able to literally take what he has learned in all of those misses and be able to finally put it together and apply what he has learned both today as well as tomorrow. And, you know, I think he is, again, put in the role of a chaser, and he knows that mindset going into it. But Brian Harman, on the other hand, isn't going in with the idea that I have got to play aggressive. I have to play to continue to make more birdies. If he gets caught up playing what I call prevent defense, it could ultimately prevent him from being a champion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting Saturday for Brian Harman. It's one of the more intriguing days of golf that I think we're going to see all year long. All right, when we come back, You know, the top 30 leaderboard has been crazy.
It really has.
And a lot of names that a lot of casual golf fans do not know. And we're going to play a little game here. So line it up right now. 312-332-3776. First 10 callers get in line right now because you're going to have a chance to play a game. Is this player a top 30 golfer in the CDGA Golf Fantasy Pool or on the Open Championship leaderboard? We're going to do that. 312-332-3776. Your chance to win a prize from the CDGA. So line it up. 312-332-3776. You're going to guess, is this golfer on the Open leaderboard or on the CDGA Fantasy leaderboard? We'll do that when we come back. This segment brought to you by Tullamore Golf Resort, up North Michigan Golf without the drive.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki.
Spots for you to get in if you would like. 312-332-3776. You got to guess. Is this golfer in the Open top 30 or the CDGA Fantasy Golf top 30? A lot of obscure names on that leaderboard after 36 holes. And again, we're going everything here off of 36 holes here because I was just struck by some of the names that we saw on the leaderboard. A lot of things out of the ordinary on that leaderboard after 36 holes.
Well, when we woke up, just to give you an idea of just how the kind of dispersion we have across the world, in the top 10, you had seven countries mm-hmm. represented.
Only so, six Americans were in the top, like, 40,
yeah,
pretty much.
So that goes to show you just how global this game has become, mm-hmm. how great the game professionally is all around the world, not just in America. And, yeah, so it's on display here. But to your point, we have some names where I'd like to buy a vowel. Let's just start there.
So Mike will be your lifeline if you need one. 312-332-3776. By the way, we will talk with Jake Marsh from Barstool Sports coming up in just a little bit. He'll be on the call for the NV5 up at the Glen Club in a week from today. So looking forward to all of that taking place up in Glenview. All right, let's start here. Justin is in Yorkville. Justin, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to give you a name. You got to let us know. Are they in the top 30 on the Open Championship leaderboard or on the CDGA Golf leaderboard, Fantasy Golf leaderboard right now? All right?
All right, let's do it.
All right, Jacob Bomelli.
I'm going to say the fantasy leaderboard.
That is correct. All right, Justin, you stay on hold here. We will get your information and get you a prize right there. Jacob Bomelli out of the CDGA.
I know. He's having one heck of an event.
As of yesterday, he was in sixth place, standalone sixth place there.
That's unbelievable.
How about that?
Big shout out to Michigan State and Sparty for Jacob.
Jacob Bomelli. All right. So Justin is one winner so far. And again, if you'd like to play, 312-332-3776, a chance to win a prize from the CDGA. Ben's in Evanston. What's up, Ben? You ready to play?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I am fantastic. All right, let's see what your guessing skills are like here. Gavin Hutchinson. Gavin Hutchinson.
Gavin, I'm going Open.
That, unfortunately, is a CDGA member in the top 30. Gavin was in 27th after 36 holes. Thanks for playing, Ben.
No worries.
All right. Adam is in Geneva. Adam, you ready to play?
Absolutely. Let's go. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. All right. You ready?
Yep.
Jordan Smith. Jordan Smith.
Jordan Smith. Let's go with... CDGA.
Unfortunately, that is an Open Championship guy, Adam. Sorry. Thanks for trying there, but unfortunately, can't give you a prize for that one. Appreciate you playing, though. 312-332-3776 if you want to join in on the game here as well. All right, let's go out to Mokina and John. John, are you ready to play?
Hi, let's go.
All right, Tom Watley. Tom Watley.
I'm going to guess the Open.
Unfortunately, that is a CDGA member. That is actually my buddy Doug Watley's father, Tom Watley, there. We're really stumping people today. Sorry, John. All right, a few more people I think are hopping in here. Let's go to Aaron in Antioch. Aaron, are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. Matthew Southgate. Is he in the top 30 in the Open or the CDGA Fantasy Pool?
CDGA Fantasy.
He is in the Open, unfortunately. Sorry, he was tied for 11th after 36 holes. Sorry, Aaron. All right, he's dropped off. All right, we've only got one winner so far. That just goes to show you how crazy this leaderboard has been.
But as they say over in England, we have more in the queue.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Walt in LaGrange. You ready to play, Walt?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
All right, Michael Stewart.
Wow. Oh, jeez. I'll say CDGA.
He is in the Open, unfortunately. Oh, sorry, man. Walt. Oh, wow. We are really stumping people today. Justin, I thought after you always are sort of hit or miss on some of these games. Sometimes they're too easy. Sometimes they're too hard. I thought after Justin hit on number one that, wow, we were going to be in it and we were going to cruise through these names. We've only had one win so far, and that's Justin in Yorkville. All right.
So far.
Let's keep going here. Nick is in Elk Grove Village. Nick, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Jason Brown. Is he in the CDGA Fantasy Top 30 or the Open Top 30? Jason Brown.
CDGA.
That he is. He is 14th. All right, Nick. That's our second winner. I'm going to get you on hold here. We'll get you a CDGA prize. Congratulations. Nick in Elk Grove. We've got two winners now. All right, let's head on out. Justin in Westchester. Justin, you ready?
I'm ready, Tyler.
All right. Tristan Lawrence, is he in the CDGA top 30 or the Open top 30?
He is in the Open
top 30. Tied for 11th after 36 holes. Let's get Justin on hold. He's our winner. We've got three winners now. And again, still some space for you to play as well. 312-332-3776. Jeff is in Oak Brook. Jeff, are you ready to play?
I am.
All right. Let's go with John Stryker. John Stryker, is he CDGA Fantasy Top 30 or in the Open Championship CDGA. Top 30? He is in the CDGA Top 30. John Stryker was in 28th after 36 holes. Jeff, let's get you on hold. We'll get you a prize here. Anyone else wants to play 312-332-3776? We've only given away, I think, now four prizes, and I've rattled through probably about 15 names at this point. And it just goes to show you, this leaderboard has been absolutely nuts so far, and I can't believe... I can't believe we've been able to stump as many people as we have. So it's been quite the Open leaderboard, quite the craziness. I mean, you just look at, and again, it's flipped a little bit today. We've seen John Rahm push his way into the top 30. Now he is in a tie for second at the moment. He is 7 under. He is on 18. He is teeing up a birdie putt here. So he's going to have a chance to move. 2 8-under on the day and 6 under for the tournament. So a lot of different, a lot of very interesting names. And there's that birdie for John Rahm. So he is in sole possession now of second place out at the Open. 8 under is his finish. Boy, he just went on an absolute tear. All right, Brian is in Plainfield. Brian, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's go with Greg Hague. Greg Hague, is he top 30 in the CDGA Fantasy Pool or top 30 in the Open?
Fantasy Pool.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. He is top 30 in the Fantasy Pool. Let's get you on hold. Let's get Brian a prize there. Keegan in Downers Grove. Keegan, are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Let's go with Lori Cantor. Lori Cantor, is he top 30 in the CDGA Pool or top 30 in the Open?
Open.
That is correct. Get nice. Brian in Plainfield a prize there. Congratulations. All right, let's go now to Chicago Heights. And Jim, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's roll. I'm trying to see who I still have left here. Corey Korsgaard, top 30 in the CDGA fantasy pool or top 30 in the open?
CDGA.
That is correct. All right. Everyone's getting a little bit of a heater. Jim in Chicago Heights, you are a winner for us here on our CDGA top 30 or the open top 30 leaderboard. All right. That was fun.
Yeah.
I was surprised we stumped as many people as we did, but we're going to give out some CDGA prizes here. So thanks to everyone who did play today. Appreciate you chiming on in. All right, when we come back, Jake Marsh from Barstool Sports is going to join us here and break down everything that's happening at the NV5 coming up next week at the Glen Club, brought to you by Old National Bank. So we will talk with Jake Marsh when we return. This segment brought to you by Golf Elgin and the Highlands of Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. This is the CDGA Golf Show. We'll be right back.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki.
This segment brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our three Chicagoland locations today. Tyler Aki, Mike Gilligan, talking all things golf with you here on ESPN 1000 every single Saturday, 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Chicago's home for sports. If you missed anything, check out the Golf Show podcast, the CDGA Golf Show, wherever you get your podcasts, as well as the ESPN Chicago app. All right, we now head on out to the Jersey Mike's hotline, and we just go directly to my right, Mike's left, and we find Jake Marsh, who was kind enough to join us in studio from Barstool Sports. He will be on the call for the NV5. You hear him on Pardon My Take with Big Cat, PFT commenter, and he's an avid golfer himself. Got his first hole-in-one of his life as well earlier this summer. So, Jake, welcome to the show. That hole-in-one, first, refresh my memory. What was the course, the club, the distance, all that?
Yeah, first off, thank you guys for having me. Excited to be here in studio in Chicago. So it was the beginning of the summer, June 4th, out on Long Island, up near New York City. Eighth hole at Harbor Links Golf Club, 187 yards.
Wow.
Okay. It was a long par 3. I hit a 5-iron. It was the front pin. Hit it to the left of the green, and there was a little slope that rolled right in on the right side, and I still can't believe it.
And there's video documenting the whole thing.
Yeah. I know. That's the greatest part about this. I mean, how many times do you get a hole-in-one, let alone a hole-in-one, and it at somebody who happened to be filming it? And I have to say, I've watched it a few times, and I mean, you got a pretty decent swing, even though I see, you get roasted a lot about your swing.
Oh,
and
I think
one of the questions I had for you was, what is like the funniest roast you've ever had? And like, what is the thing that you need to work on most in your golf swing?
Well, first off, it's definitely my putting. My putting is atrocious, but Max Homa roasts me here and there.
I was going to say, because Homa goes on with the guys, and he's notorious for the swing roasts.
Yeah, so he's gotten me a few times, but they're definitely well-deserved. I appreciate the criticism. I'm just trying to get better like everyone else. It's been
good
fun.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, Jake, you're going to be on the call of the NV5 Invitational presented by Old National Bank up at the Glen Club later this week. What have you kind of learned about the tournament as you started to do some of the preparation?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the majority of the players are very excited about this collab we're having with the Korn Ferry Tour and Barstool Sports. It's the first time that we as a company are ever broadcasting live golf, and it's kind of the direction the company's going in. We just did a charity hockey game between the FDNY and NYPD, got to call a college football bowl game, a college basketball doubleheader, and now we're getting into the golf world. So we're really excited. It's going to be led by the Foreplay guys, so the Foreplay podcast, the popular golf show, Riggs, Trent, Frankie, Dan Rappaport, they're going to be involved. And then I'm going to be driving the ship in the 18th tower. It's going to be me, Riggs, and then Francis Ellis, who's a very funny guy, big golf guy too. And then the other guys are going to be scattered around the course, and we're going to be live every day on Barstool.tv from 2:30 to 5:30, Thursday through Sunday, and we're excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No, it's going to be great. I mean, so it sounds like you're going to play the role of kind of what a Jim Nance, in a sense. So you are the Jim Nance of Barstool. I love it. So Dan Rappaport, when this was announced, he made the comment about how that they can take complaints that they've heard and make the production or the telecast that much better. Mm-hmm. Like, what are some of those complaints, or what are the things that people can look forward to that they might not otherwise see that's going to be a bit different and unique for Barstool?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is going to be more hands-on with the players.
Okay.
I think we're going to try to get more in-course interviews. We've been seeing on CBS how they put the AirPods in and they walk down the fairway. I think it's going to be, we're going to lean on that a lot more.
Wow.
So I think that's going to help. And I think just show as many shots as possible and trying to get interactive with the guys around the course and things like that. And we're going to try to balance that line of having a professional broadcast. And I think that's where I come in.
Okay.
Showing the right shots and showing the
You're
leaders.
The button up of Barstool Sports over here.
And then I think loosen it up a little bit and have some fun with it. So they've got some cool things planned. And I'm sure we're going to do a lot of things on the fly. We're on the air for a total of 12 hours.
Wow.
So we're going to have a lot of just wait and see kind of things. And things we're not even on our mind right now, we might be doing on Saturday and Sunday. It's just, who knows? It's, like I said, it's our first time doing this, so I think we're going to play a lot of it by ear.
So do you have the permission of the players, or does the PGA Tour have to line this up to put the earpieces in and to get that kind of up close and personal with everyone, which I think is going
to
be cool?
Definitely. To my knowledge, I think the Korn Ferry Tour sent out a survey to all the players on who wants to be kind of more interacted with in terms of the broadcast, so that we know which guys we're allowed to target in terms of who we can talk to in between holes and who we should let be, because they're trying to focus on that round. So I think it just depends on the players, and we're just waiting on the tee times and groups to be announced, and then we can go from there.
Jake Marsh from Barstool Sports with us here on the Jersey Mike's Hotline in studio here at the old National Bank State Street Studios. He'll be on the call of the NV5 for Barstool Sports. So you mentioned how you're taking in the complaints of a bunch of people in terms of putting on a golf production here. What's the commercial load going to be like here? Because that's been one of the big topics. I saw Hugh Freeze was complaining about it the other day.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know how many commercials there will be, but I can assure you that we're going to be on the air for as much as possible, and we're going to go from there.
So from a guy that is got to get prepared for your first telecast, right, of golf. This, you've never done golf before.
I've done the Barstool Mini Golf Open, which was live. So it was a full-on production.
They'd probably not, the holes probably don't last quite as long in mini golf as they do here. But in that regard, you don't know these guys, like household names. I mean, what kind of prep is it going to take that you wouldn't normally have to do, because the other guys would have been normally household names?
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe the field size is 156 players for this. So I'm definitely going to go into it knowing at least a little something on every guy. But like I said, I think we're waiting on the groupings and the feature groups, because we're on the air 2:30 to 5:30. So I think once we have that, I'll really dive into those guys earlier in the week, because we start Thursday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, once that's locked in, I'm going to try to know every single thing about the guys we're going to be featuring in the first few days. And obviously the weekend will be the leaders like any other broadcast.
Jake Marsh with us here in studio. So is this something that Barstool is going to be doing more of with the Korn Ferry Tour? Is this sort of the launching pad of more and more live golf, especially with the in conjunction with the Korn Ferry Tour?
Yeah, no, I think the plan is that we're going to do this first year, see how it goes, but we're really excited. We're confident that it's going to go well. Like I said, with the other sports, we already have football, basketball, hockey in the bag, and we actually have the Barstool Invitational College Basketball coming here to Chicago in November, so we're running that back for year two. So all signs point to this being the first of many, hopefully, for golf.
So it may be a little too difficult to answer at this time, but I know you've called professional lacrosse, some professional basketball, but this is golf. Is it going to be harder, do you think, or easier?
I think it's going to be different. I think my role specifically is going to be to stay out of the way for as much as possible, because like I said, like the foreplay guys are front and center. This is their brand. This is their show, and I'm just there to just kind of keep the show moving along, send it from the 8th tee to the 17th green and things like that. I think they are very excited because they know a lot about golf. I think the cool thing about their brand is they've developed some big-time relationships with PGA players and Korn Ferry players. So I think they have some cool things planned with some of the golfers that we're going to be featuring.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, when you have the event, like you said, you've got to kind of stay out of the way. You don't get a lot of chance to, like, rehearse, so to speak, do you? I mean,
right.
This is going to be more or less off the cuff.
I think a lot of it's going to be off the cuff. We're going to rehearse on Wednesday at the course. But, yeah, like, besides the broadcast open, there's not much to rehearse because we don't know who we're going to be sending it to and things like that. But luckily, I've worked with all these guys before just throughout the office and different events and things like that. So it's a lot of just trusting each other and trusting the production truck. And I know we have a great crew behind the scenes that's going to do a great job just telling us where to go next.
Do you practice with, like, the old PGA? I mean, you and I, we've ripped up a couple of Golden Tee games before. Remember that? Like, do you ever practice, like, on the old Golden Tee machine?
I probably should. I have an Xbox in my apartment. I should play PGA 2K with the Foreplay guys, by the way, who are in the game. You can play
as
them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And maybe just practice. I wonder if the Glenn Club is on there. I don't think so, but
I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
But for those who can't make it to the Glenn Club and now want to watch this, like, for somebody who's never, you know, been on Barstool. I know there are people who still don't know really who Barstool is,
right.
Even though they are a mainstream media group. But how did somebody look up and watch this? I mean, what do they have to do?
All they have to do is type in barstool.tv on their device.
And then just click on live
on
TV.
Computer.
It doesn't cost anything, nothing.
I believe there's a Roku app too, the Barstool app. So it's very easy to watch. It's totally free. No usernames, no passwords, and it's going to be awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited.
So you're one of Chicago's newest residents.
Yes.
And have you gotten a chance to scout out any golf courses in the area?
Besides the Glenn Club, I know to check out Cog Hill, right? That's
That's where I'm going right after we hang up the phone.
Ready. I'm really jealous. But yeah, I haven't played in a few weeks, been dealing with the move, but I'm ready to get out there as much as possible until the cold comes in. So I'm not even going to think about that, but I plan on playing a lot out here.
You've got like another, what would you say, Mike? Like 2.5 months?
Yeah. And
that's it.
I feel like I'm surrounded
well, he's
by
from
nothing
Florida,
but,
too. So like he's used to year round.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, we've had James Colgan on, Syracuse.
Yeah.
You two are from Syracuse. You guys know what winter's all about. Come
yeah.
on.
No, everyone's like, oh, it's really cold in Chicago. It's like they don't know what we went through. It can't be as bad as there, right?
Right. Yeah.
But you never know.
You never know. Yeah.
Winter could start as early as September 15th in this town. It's crazy. No, I'm just teasing.
Okay.
You've got some great, actually, the best golf weather is about to start hitting us. I find September by far is the best month in this community
awesome.
To play golf.
I was looking
as long as you keep your ball out of the leaves.
Yeah, well, they'll get the leaves.
Yeah. I was looking ahead at the forecast for next week out in Glenview, and I think it's going to get into the high 90s.
Yeah.
Into high 90s.
So, what's the attire? Is it suits or are you
going
polos or what?
Golf gear. I think we're going golf gear, fingers crossed.
Right,
I love wearing the suit. I love being professional, but I think given the conditions, I'm pulling for golf gear.
Yeah, because if you've been out at the Glen Club, there's not a lot of trees.
Okay.
In other words, there's not a lot of shade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it resembles a bit of a Link style kind of a layout, if you will. I'm going to be very interested to see what the scoring is going to be like this go around, because the previous few events that they've played there have always been in around the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
It's been wet. It's been softer. That course is going to be running hard and fast. And I think that bodes well to help protect the scores. But, you know, their agronomy team up there at the Glen Club is second to none. So that place is going to be running as pure as it can be. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of irons these guys are going in with, because they hit it a flipping mile.
Yeah. I mean, looking at, I have the tournament history pulled up here. Last year, Harry Hall won it at 22 under. So these guys have the ability to go low. And fun fact, the first year of this tournament, 2019, the winner was Scottie Scheffler.
There's some big names that not just not just win it, but like also just playing it too. Like Cam Smith we've seen, Cameron Young. Like there have been some big names that have played and gone through Glenview.
Yeah, it's like what I like to say. It's you're seeing tomorrow's stars today.
It's like going to a AAA game.
It really is. And it's actually almost AAA at a higher level. I mean, these guys, believe it or not, what most people don't understand is that the Korn Ferry guys hit it actually further and a lot further than the PGA Tour players. They're trying to learn how to manage their game to actually get it in the hole, you know, and on a more consistent basis. But if you want to watch some real firepower, get out to the Glen Club next week. You're in for a real treat.
Yeah.
And you get to see it up close and personal.
Oh, yeah. We're so excited. And another thing to keep in mind is, which we're really excited about, is this is a very important event for these guys because at the end of this season, the top 30 get their PGA Tour card. And
That's right.
Coming down the stretch. I think there's like six or seven events left in the Korn Ferry Tour season. So this could be a life-changing event for someone to get to go to the PGA in 2023-24. So there's a lot on the line in this event, too. Like, if we're broadcasting a guy who's in 31st place and he has a chance to get into that top 30, like, that's a big, big deal.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Jake, appreciate you stopping in. Appreciate you taking some time. We'll look forward to seeing you out at the Glen Club next week. Again, he will be on the call for the NV5 Invitational presented by Old National Bank at the Glen Club up in Glenview, and you can watch it on Barstool TV. Jake, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks
for
luck, Jake.
Thank you. This is a blast.
Look forward to seeing you up at the tower. I'll give you the big old wave.
Thank you.
This segment sponsored by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our three Chicagoland locations today. When we come back, we will go around the CDGA, tell you what's going on, and give you an update on what's going on out at the Open. All that's coming up next. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000.
This is the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app. From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
This segment is brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. Thank you to James Colgan for joining us. Thank you to Jake Marsh for hopping in studio with us today. Thank you to Sean Graney and Charlie Bevins for producing today's show. Mike, tell us what's going on around the CDGA.
Well, what's going on? Well, we have to congratulate first and foremost our new, well, repeat, I should say, state champion. The 92nd Illinois State Amateur Championship was played down at Bloomington Country Club this week. And Mac McClear, senior from Hinsdale, Illinois, he's a senior at the University of Iowa, Big Ten champion. He put on an exhibition like I've never seen before down in Bloomington this past week with rounds of 69, 68, 69, and get this, 63.
Wow.
He finished with an exclamation point and really, you know, made a statement by winning by five shots over TJ Barger from Bloomington at 6 under. But Mac McClear, 11 under, which is just, I saw the golf course. I watched these guys this week, and I was so impressed at how good these players can actually move that ball around and the lines that they take. They are so long in the way that they hit it. So golf is in a real good spot, and so proud of all the amateurs that were out there, and they had just a wonderful week. And thanks for Bloomington Country Club for being such great hosts for us, and another successful one in the books. This Friday, we have two foursomes available still yet to be out there and to be bought and sold for the ESPN CDGA Golf Show Listener Appreciation Outing this Friday at the Glenview Park Golf Club. Join me and other CDGA staff, corporate partners such as Tour Edge and X Golf, Zero Friction, Chicago Blackhawks, and a bunch of others. We will have giveaways, prizes of all sorts and kinds, ranging from stay-and-play trips to Tullymore to foursomes at Geneva National, and all different kinds of merchandise and memorabilia to be had. So go to cdga.org, click on social events, and find the listener appreciation outing and sign up. We have two foursomes still available. A couple of member perks to be mindful for: Jersey Mike's, $2 off of any sandwich. And for those that are up north today, Sunset Valley, 10% off on any Twilight Green fees after 4. And aside from that, folks, enjoy the British Open. And if you're out playing, repair an extra ball mark and replace your divots, and have a fantastic week.
The golf gods will reward you down the line. By the way, a little Open update for you here. Brian Harman, bogey on 1.
Ooh.
Tommy Fleetwood, 1 under through 2.
Ruh-roh.
So he is keeping pace with Mr. Rahm, who fired a 8 under today to get to 6 under for the tournament and all the way up to a tie for second. Brian Harman, your leader right now, but it's only 3 strokes at this point. It opened the day at 5. Should be a great, great, great afternoon of golf and a great weekend of golf. All right, enjoy your days. The Odds Couple with Mike North and Carmen DeFalco is coming up next.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app.